It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. A few weeks ago, I attended a public rally at Coolangatta on the beachfront. The rally was a show of public solidarity against the overdevelopment and overpopulation of Coolangatta. It was timely and it was right, not just as a demonstration against the commune development, but as a broad statement that the people are fed up being treated like mushrooms, you know, kept in the dark and fed on the excrement of big business and waste products of odious politicians. People of all types and ages attended, but you could readily see they were ordinary folk, like us, trying to stop a careless juggernaut from crashing through their lives and wrecking free speech and democracy as a result. This rally was really about the impending revolution against a dark and shameful fraudulence infiltrating the Gold Coast and destroying all the good things we have, and just for fast money and momentary business glory. The anger of the people was palpable, but in a small way, this was their finest hour, when against all the odds, freedom and people power stretched forth its mighty hand and gripped the issue squarely by the throat. It is clear to me that the Queensland state government doesn't care about the Gold Coast and the rights or lives of the people. It's clear the council care not for our opinion nor our wishes and see us as just part of a euphemistic borrow pit from which to extract the people's capital. This political machinery is supposed to serve us, but both the state and the council have developed an unprincipled and deceitful life of their own and lost their way and convinced themselves that they know best. Well, they don't. We the people should be the epicentre of their reason for existence. We the people must prevail, and this is why the boiling anger of the people is at hand. This is what the rally really represented. Have no doubt the state government and the Gold Coast Council are now on public notice as the people across the Gold Coast wake from their lazy slumber to the unprecedented mess we've had thrust upon us. In 1964, Mario Savio, an American activist and member of the Berkeley Free Speech Movement, gave a passionate speech at the University of California. He railed against the greedy establishment which tried to suppress free speech, and he argued that the machine was utterly broken. He had the intonation and cadence of John F. Kennedy, which gave him an authority as it did the president. His speech had a message for us down through the ages because we face not only suppression and the ignorant leadership of the times, but as a consequence, the irreversible damage to the Gold Coast and this nation. Sometimes great leaders emerge and deliver a unifying message without fanfare, but their message is as potent as the best artillery. Theirs is a great clarion call delivered from a position of relevance without needing any endorsement, because it's fundamentally right. Here are the words from Mario Savio some 50 years ago. There is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. The political and bureaucratic machinery on the Gold Coast is broken because we the people simply don't count. We are not listened to, we are ignored, and our voice made fun of behind their closed doors. Governance guilty of this kind of behaviour is committing a kind of treason against the people. Self-induced deafness to the crowd is a misuse of power and is a kind of corrupt governance acting in a manner which lessens the standard of life for the people. This is offensive and detestable. There are many irate groups now emerging across the Gold Coast, with some taking the council to court. Such is their anger. Whether it's an affront to the spit or the sale of public parks, the destruction of Black Swan Lake, overpopulation or a gridlocked M1, we the people are fed up and angry. We are sick and tired of the lies and the duplicity. We are over the egos and the posturing and the self-indulgent who seek to measure the quality of life through the fist of power. This is the age of madness and the age of the broken political machine. Fight the good fight, my friends, else the Gold Coast and a decent future is lost forever. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.